السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، الحمد لله على ما من به من تكرار هذه المجالس المباركة للمذاكرة في كتب العلم، ومعنا في هذا المجلس كتاب رياض الصالحين، فعلى بركة الله.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى began by stating part of the khutbah to Hajar, which is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began his speeches with, whereby he stated, "Verily all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves and the evil recompense of our bad actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide, and whomsoever Allah causes to go astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger." And then the Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala proceeded to thank Allah azza wa jal for allowing us to come together in continuation of these blessed gatherings, studying the books of knowledge, and with us tonight is the studying of the review of this book, Riyad al-Salihin.
No.
Bismillah alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa min ihtida bi huda. يقول المصنف أبو زكريا يحيى بن شرف النووي رحمه الله تعالى وغفر الله له ولشيخنا وللحاضرين والمستمعين جميعا في كتابه رياض الصالحين، باب الكرم والجود والإنفاق في وجوه الخير ثقة بالله تعالى. قال الله تعالى: وما أنفقتم من شيء فهو يخلفه. وقال تعالى: وما تنفقوا من خير فلأنفسكم وما تنفقون إلا ابتغاء وجه الله وما تنفقوا من خير يوفى إليكم وأنتم لا تظلمون. وقال تعالى: وما تنفقوا من خير فإن الله به عليم.
الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وموالاه. هذا الباب بعد أن بين ما يتعلق بالحث على الأعمال الصالحة والبذل، الكرم والجود والإنفاق، وأن يبتغي بذلك وجه الله عز وجل. ولذلك الآيات كلها تؤكد على هذا، ابتغاء وجه الله فإن الله به عليم. فالإنسان ينفق لا للناس، إنما ينفق لوجه الله عز وجل حتى يخلف عليه بخير في دنياه وأخراه. وأما ما كان من أجل الناس فهو خسارة ماله في الدنيا وكذلك في الآخرة. نعم.
The Shaykh Habibullah Allah Ta'ala stated that what is concerned, what this title is connected with, after the author explained spending and the proper manner of using one's wealth, the author spoke about al-karam, which can be translated as generosity, and also al-jud and infaq, spending in different forms of doing good. And the Shaykh Habibullah Allah Ta'ala reminded us that this spending is done for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, seeking the face of Allah Azza wa Jal, like what is mentioned in in one of these verses, and likewise that Allah Azza wa Jal is all knowing of what the person spends in his behalf. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that what is spent in the path of Allah, seeking Allah's face, Allah Azza wa Jal will give him good, He will replace him with good in this life and in the next life. And if the individual, if he does something seeking the pleasure of the people, or he does it for the people, that this is lost. This is a loss of his wealth in this life and in the next life. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala reiterated the fact that this is done seeking the pleasure, seeking the face of Allah Azza wa Jal.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى: وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا حسد إلا في اثنتين، رجل آتاه الله مالا فسلطه على هلكته في الحق، ورجل آتاه الله حكمة فهو يقضي بها ويعلمها. متفق عليه.
هنا ذكر جواز هذا النوع، لأن الحسد أنواع،
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that what is mentioned in this hadith is the permissibility of this type of envy. Because the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this Arabic word hasad or envy, it has several different types or manifestations.
من هو؟
And from the different types,
محمود وهو ما يقال له الغبطة.
That which is praiseworthy, and it is called in Arabic غبطة.
والحسد المذموم.
And the blameworthy hasad or envy.
منه ما يتمنى زوال النعمة عند غيره.
When the individual seeks or he wishes that this blessing that was bestowed upon someone else, that this blessing is removed.
وتأتي إليه.
And that this blessing is removed from the person who has been blessed with it, and that it is given to that individual who has this type of blameworthy hasad or envy.
وأخبث الحسد أن يتمنى زوال تلك النعمة منه.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the akhbath, or the most filthy form of envy, is that the individual wishes or hopes that this blessing that the individual has been given, that another individual has been given, is removed from him or taken from him.
أما ما يسمى بالغبطة.
But however, the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that what is called غبطة.
فهو لا يتمنى زوالها من أخيه بل يتمنى أن يرزقه الله كما رزق.
That this individual, what is called ghibta, is that the individual, he does not wish that this blessing that was bestowed upon someone else is removed from that individual. Rather, this individual wishes for himself that he is given the blessing that someone else has been given without the removal of the blessing from that individual.
وَهَذَا يَكُونْ فِي أُمُورِ الْآخِرَةِ لَا فِي أُمُورِ الدُّنْيَا.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is with regards to the affairs of the afterlife, not with regards to affairs of the worldly life.
كان يكون في القرآن وحفظه في العلم كما قال هنا في الحكمة في المال والإنفاق هذا يتمنى أن يرزق كما رزق ذلك المحسن وأن يتمنى أن يرزق كما رزق ذلك العالم علم ويتمنى أن يكون من حفظة كتاب الله كما رزق فلان حفظ كتاب الله وليس أن يكون مما قد أوتي الناس من أمور الدنيا لأن الآخرة هي التي يكون فيها هذا التنافس ولا الدنيا فإن الله يرزق أولياءه وأعداءه من الدنيا ما هم فيه يعيشون من أموال أو غيرها من يحب ومن لا
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is reiterating the fact that this ghibta or this wanting the blessing that has been given to someone else for himself, this is in with regards to affairs of the akhirah or affairs of the next life. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala gave several examples. For example, the person that has been blessed with memorizing the Quran, or the person has been blessed with knowledge in the religion, or the person has been blessed with money that he spends in the manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the individual, he wishes to be in a situation like this individual, because the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that that which is competed for are affairs of the afterlife, the akhirah, because with regards to the worldly life, Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses those who are his awliya and those who are his enemies. And the Shaykh again reiterated this fact that this ghibta or this wanting the blessing that somebody else has been blessed with, this is with regards to affairs of the afterlife.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيكم مال وارثه أحب إليه من ماله قالوا يا رسول الله ما منا أحد إلا ماله أحب إليه قال فإن ماله ما قدم ومال وارثه ما أخر رواه البخاري
وأتى في رواية أخرى يقول العبد مالي مالي وليس لك من مالك إلا ما قدمت فأبقيت أو ما أكلت فأثنيت أو ما لبست فأبليت هذا الذي لك يا عبد الله فقدم لك عند الله لأن الذي يبقى نصيب الورثة فقال أيكم أحب إليه ماله أم مال وارثة لأن الذي يبقى منك هو للورثة وما تقدمه قد قدمته لنفسك ومع ذلك لأن تدع ورثتك أغنياء خير من أن تدعهم فقراء يتكففون الناس نعم
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى stated that there is another narration of this hadith that the individual that's serving me, he says, Mali, Mali, or my wealth, my wealth. And then it is responded to this individual that his wealth is that which he has brought forth, or that which he has done for the afterlife, or that which he has eaten, and that which he has clothed himself, or that which he has spent, and that which he has clothed himself with. And then the Shaykh also makes in the latter part of this narration that the individual, the money that he leaves or the wealth that he leaves behind is for those that will inherit. And the true wealth is that wealth that he spends in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and what he puts forward in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that which he leaves is for those who will inherit from him. And then the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala stated that although it is good for the individual to spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it is also praiseworthy for this individual. It is better for him to leave wealth for those who will inherit from him rather than leaving them in a situation whereby they have to ask the people. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عدي بن حاتم رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اتقوا النار ولو بشق التمر. متفق عليه.
قدم لك شيء عند الله عز وجل.
The Shaykh رضي الله تعالى said that spend something, bring forth something for the sake of Allah عز وجل.
لا تحتقر تلك الأمور التي تتقرب بها إلى الله ولو كانت نصف تمرة.
The Shaykh رضي الله تعالى said that what the individual brings forth or puts forward for the, or spends for the sake of Allah عز وجل, that this individual should not belittle this, even if it is a half of a date.
ولذلك بعض الناس طعام الباقي أو يرميه.
And the Shaykh Habib al-Mahsan has stated that due to this fact, many people fall into the mistake of the leftover food that they may have, they just dispose of it and throw it away. The Shaykh Habib al-Mahsan has stated that what should be done is that the individual eats from it, and then he gives it, the remaining portion of it, the leftovers, to those who need it.
ما كان الناس يعرفون أن يرمون الأطعمة, كانوا يتهادون يطبخون الطعام, يتهادون الجراثيم بينهم حتى باقي الوجبة يدخلونها إلى العشاء إن كانت غداء, وإن كانت عشاء إلى اليوم الآخر. والناس اليوم يرمون هذه الأنعام, وبدت ثقافة باقي الطعام سواء في البيت أو في المطعم يأخذه معه, أو ما يسمونها تيكويها, فإما يأكله أو يعطيه من في المحطة, أو هذا شيء طيب, هذا شيء حسن. بدأ الناس تنتبه لهذه المسألة, ما ترمي هذه الأنعام, لأن النعمة إذا جحدت زالت وقرت, وإذا شكرت زادت وقرت. فهذه النعم إذا حفظنا قليلها بارك الله لنا بكثير, وإذا ضيعناها ضيعها الله منا. والبلدان حولكم ترون وتشاهدون, وليس بين الناس وبين الله رحمة, إنما هي الأعمال الصالحة. إن تقربوا إلى الله زادهم من فضله, وإن فجروا عاقبهم. فنعوذ بالله من العقوبة.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that years ago that it wasn't known that the people would throw away their leftover food. Rather, they would eat it, and what they could have eaten, they would give as gifts to the neighbors. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the people have begun to become aware of this, and they have done what is called, for example, the leftover food. They will give it to, for example, somebody who's in need at the gas station, or so on and so forth. And basically that this is something praiseworthy, and it is something that is a good deed, that the person, he does not dispose or throw away this remaining food, rather he gives it to his neighbors or he gives it to those people that are needy. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala reminded us of the fact that the blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal, if they are thanked, then they will remain. And if they are not thanked, or the people are not thankful for these blessings, that these blessings will be removed from the people. And then the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that there is no relationship between Allah and His servants, no relationship of the womb. Rather, it is the people's righteous actions. And Allah Azza wa Jal, yani He blesses people and He gives them according to their righteous actions. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala gave the examples of surrounding countries. You look at the situations that they are in, it is due to their actions. And the Shaykh again, Habibullah Ta'ala, reminded us of this issue of being thankful. for the blessings that we have been given, and one of the forms of being thankful is that the individual does not dispose of or throw away of this extra food. Rather, he gives it to individuals who are in need of it, or he keeps it for himself and eats leftovers. But the most important thing is that he doesn't waste of these blessings.
بل هناك جهات في الجمعيات أو ما يسمى بحفظ النعمة عندهم أفران ثلاجات تأخذها وتوزعها على قوائم منازل المحتاجين وهذا من الأعمال الحسنة.
And the Sheikh Habib al-Tala gave another example of charitable. There are charitable organizations or outlets whereby they have different refrigerators or ovens and they keep this leftover food and they give it and distribute it amongst those needy families that are in need of these blessings. And the Sheikh Habib al-Tala stated that this is a good thing. This is a good deed.
بل هناك تطبيق. هناك تطبيق في الأبل ستور
والأبل The Sheikh Habib al-Tala stated that there is even an application that you can put on your phone whether
إذا فتحته فيه كثير من المدن أرقام تستطيع أنك توصل باقي هذا الطعام لهم خاصة بعض المناسبات يكون فيها مثلا زواج أو احتفال أو كذا هذه نعم لا بد أن نتقل لها هذه النعم.
The Sheikh Habib al-Tala stated that there is an app that you can download and it has different numbers for the respective cities that an individual may be in. That the individual can communicate with these individuals and organize times for them to come and pick up the leftover food and distribute it to those people who are in need. And the Sheikh Habib al-Tala stated that this is especially good when there are big gatherings such as wedding ceremonies and the like when people have a big number or a lot of food that is left over, that these respective organizations will come and pick up the food and distribute it to those people who are in need. And the Sheikh Habib al-Tala stated that these blessings that Allah has given us, it is imperative that we are thankful for these blessings. And one of the manifestations of being thankful is that the individual is not, he does not waste this food.
لا تحتقر شيء.
And the Sheikh Habib al-Tala is going back to the hadith, do not belittle anything that an individual does for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal.
ولو تمرة أكلت نصها النص الباقي تتصدق.
Even if it is a date which you have eaten half of it and the second half or the other half you are giving it in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal.
الصدقة من أسباب النجاة من عذاب الله في النار.
The Shaykh Habib al-Tala said that giving something in charity is a reason for being saved from the punishment of the hellfire.
اتقوا النار.
As the Shaykh is mentioned in the wording of this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fear the hellfire. And that is the proof that giving in charity is one of the reasons for being saved from the hellfire. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن جابر رضي الله عنه قال ما سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا قط فقال لا متفق عليه
كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم
The fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was never asked anything and that he responded no. Why? Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was generous or كريم
وينطبق فيه قول الشاعر ما قال لا قط إلا في تشهده ولولا لكانت لاؤه نعم ولولا تشهد لكانت لاؤه نعم
The Sheikh Habib al-Tala is mentioning wording of the poetry of the poet that if it wasn't for the word of la in the shahada then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not have said the word la no
لأنه كريم صلى الله
عليه وسلم Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was generous
ليس هناك نبي بخيل أبدا.
The Sheikh Habib al-Tala stated that this is also a characteristic of the prophets that there is no prophet that was known to be a miser.
ولذلك المقتدين اتباع منهاج النبوة.
And due to this fact,
يبتعدون عن هذا الصفة الذميمة صفة البخل.
Those who are following and traversing the path of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the other prophets, this is not a quality that they have. Rather, they are generous, just like the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the other prophets. And they do not have this, or they are not described with this quality of bukhul or miserliness.
والكرم مرحلة بين البخل والبذخ والإسراف.
And the Shaykh Habib al-Tala stated that karam, or being generous, is a station that is between being miserly and being a spendthrift. It is in the middle.
فالإقلال فيه بخل والزيادة فيه إسراف وبذخ.
The Shaykh Habib al-Tala stated that if the person falls short of being kareem or being generous, and he has fallen into being miserly. And if the individual goes to an excess with regards to this, then he goes into the situation or he becomes or puts himself in a situation of being a spendthrift or being wasteful. وقال رحمه الله تعالى: وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من يوم يسبح العباد فيه إلا ملكان ينزلان، فيقول أحدهما: اللهم أعط المنفقا خلفا، ويقول الآخر: اللهم أعط الممسكا تلفا. متفق عليه.
يعني أعط البخيل، أعط الكريم واحرم البخيل.
الشيخ
يا الله، الذي أنفق كريم أعطى وبذل، والذي حبس بخيل وحرم. فلا يزيد نماء المال إلا كثرة البذل، ولا يهلك المال مثل البخل.
The Sheikh Habibullah Ta'ala said that what is written in this hadith is that this angel makes supplication for the individual who spends, that he is given more, and that the individual who is a miser or is miserly, that his wealth is destroyed. And the Sheikh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that there is nothing that increases the wealth like giving and being generous with that wealth, and there is nothing that destroys one's wealth like being a miser. If the person is generous, his wealth is increased, and if he is miserly with his wealth, this wealth is decreased.
وأعظم الكرم عندما يكون على أهلك وعيالك.
And the Sheikh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the best type of generosity is that the individual is generous with those who are dependent upon him, like his wife and his children.
بعض الناس يبذل للآخرين.
The Sheikh Habibullah Ta'ala has given an example of other people that they are generous when it comes to other people.
ويشح على نفسه وأهله.
And they are miserly when it comes to themselves and their wives and children.
هذا غلط.
The Sheikh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is an error. This is a mistake.
إنما تبذل لأبنائك.
Rather, you spend and you spend forth with regards to your children.
هو من أعظم أنواع الصدقة.
And it is from the greatest forms of sadaqah or giving charity.
بل أعظم من الإنفاق في سبيل.
And the Sheikh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that it is greater than spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the fact that you spend on your wife and your children.
لماذا؟
Why?
لأن الأنفاق عليهم من الإنفاق في سبيل.
Why? Because spending on them is in reality spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
أغنهم من أن يتسولوا أو يطمعوا فيما عند الناس.
And the Sheikh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the individual should give them to the extent that what they have is what they have provides or sustains them, to the extent that they do not ask others, nor do they look towards what other people have in a manner where they wish that they have what others have. So the Shaykh again said, give them so that they do not fall into this asking of others or wanting that which other people have.
لا تجعل أبنائك يطمعون فيما في أيدي الناس.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that do not put your children in a situation where they seek to have or they desire that which other people have.
وأنت قادر على أن تعطيه.
And you have the means to give them.
اتق الله يا هذا.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the person who has fallen into this, he needs to fear Allah Azza wa Jal.
فهذا يولد منهم حسرة.
Because this.
تحسر.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that it puts them in a situation of tahassur, meaning that they are in a situation of sadness.
بل بعضهم يتمنى فراقه ليستمتعوا بالمال. بعضهم يتمنى فراقه ليستمتع بالمال.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that to such an extent that there are some children they wish that their father would leave, or that they, يعني that essentially that he would die so that they can enjoy the wealth that he has.
بشدة بخله.
Because of his miserliness and his stinginess when it comes to his being a miser.
بخلاف من يريدون أن يلعبوا.
Yeah, and the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is different from those people who seek to play with.
أو يعبثوا بالأموال.
Or those individuals, for example, they don't know the importance of wealth and they just spend it without any regard or play with it and spend it in jest.
أو أن تصرف في المكروهات والمحرمات.
Or that the individual spends his wealth in that which is displeasing.
إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدو لكم فاحذروه.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is mentioning the verse whereby the meaning is, and verily from your wives and your children or your offspring are enemies to you, so be cautious of them or be aware of them or beware of them.
فيا من بذلت الملائكة دعت ربها أن يرزقك ويزيدك، ويا من بخلت فالملائكة دعت عليك، والملائكة عباد مكرمون لهم مقام عند رب العالمين إذا دعوا.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is returning to this hadith and he says, oh you who spin, the angels have supplicated for you, and the person who is miserly, the angels have supplicated against you. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala reminded us that the angels, they have a special station with Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they have been honored by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and the person who spins, these angels supplicate on his behalf, and the individual who is a miser, the angels supplicate against him. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قال الله تعالى أنفق يا ابن آدم ينفق عليك. متفق عليه.
الذي تبذله سيعيده الله لك وزيادة.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that what you spend, Allah will replace it with ziyada, with that which is extra or more than what you have spent. وقال رحمه الله تعالى
ولذلك المال لا ينقص من الصدق.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is referring to another hadith that is the person's wealth is not diminished by giving it in sadaqah or giving it in charity.
ما نقص مال من صدقة بل تزيده بل تزيده.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that by giving one's wealth in sadaqah or giving sadaqah from one's wealth, this is something that increases one's wealth and it is not something which diminishes one's wealth. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما أن رجلا سأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الإسلام خير؟ قال تطعم الطعام وتقرأ السلام على من عرفت ومن لم تعرف. متفق عليه.
إذن الكرم خيرية في صفة المسلم.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى
الصفات الخيرية هي أن يكون كذلك.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى stated that this being generous, this is a good quality and a quality of خير which the Muslim has been blessed with. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم 40 خصلة أعلاها منيحة الأنس. ما من عامل يعمل بخصلة منها رجاء ثوابها وتصديق موعودها إلا أدخله الله بها الجنة. رواه البخاري.
الكرم والبذل والإنفاق.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى stated that generosity and giving and spending
لا يشترط أن يكون أموال توزع على الناس.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that it is not a condition that it is monetary wealth.
إذا كانت عندك ماعز أو ضان أو بقرة أو ناقة حلوب ثم أعطيت جارك من ليس عنده لا بقرة ولا ماعز ولا من الإبل ولا من الضان ويشتهي الحليب فأعطيته بعضها وأنت عندك مثلا 10 أو 5 وأعطيته واحدة يتمنح بها فهذا لا شك من الكرم بل سبب في دخول الجنة.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that it is not a condition that the individual, if he gives, that which is given must be money. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala gave the example. For example, if an individual has a female goat or a female sheep or a female cow or a female camel, and he gives it to his neighbor who doesn't have, and this neighbor is able to benefit from this female cow's milk and so on and so forth, that this is a form of giving in sadaqah, and this is a good deed. Not only is it a good deed, but it is one of the reasons for the person entering into paradise. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that he actually recognized this and experienced this.
أدركت أن الجيران بعضهم كان يرسل ماعز على جيرانه.
There were those
يحلبوها الموسم.
There were those neighbors that they would send their female goats to other neighbors during the seasons where during the respective seasons. They would send these goats to neighbors that didn't have.
فيه تراح.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is an example of having compassion for others.
وهذا من البركة.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is one of the reasons which brings about baraka or blessings.
بعضهم عندهم 10-20 من الماعز يعطي جيرانه 1-2 هؤلاء فيشربون
فيطعمون
كحال سائر الناس ما يشعرون بفقرهم.
The individual, the Sheikh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that the individual, he may have 10 or 20 of these animals, and his neighbor does not have any. And this individual gives one of his animals to his neighbor, so that this individual can experience what everybody else experiences, and he doesn't see himself as lacking or being in need of anything, or feeling the poverty of his situation.
فيشربون الحليب ويصنعون اللبن ويصنعون الزبدة ويصنعون منها أشياء كبيرة.
So they are able to make from these female animals milk and lemon and cheese and butter and so on and so forth, and they experience what everybody else experiences, and they do not feel this poverty that they may have been in.
فإذا انتهى الموسم أعاد لجارة ماعزة وأصبحت سمينة قد أطعمها جارة و من باقي أكل البيت ويأتي بعض الحشائش هو يتكفل بها الموسم كامل ويستفيد من حليب.
And the Sheikh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that after this respective milking season is over, then the neighbor returns the animal back to the person who has given it to him after taking care of this animal for the respective season that he had it, and the situation went on like this.
وهذه تسمى العارية المؤدة. العارية المؤدة.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is like something that has been borrowed and then given back. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه قال وعن أبي أمامة سدي بن عجلان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ابن آدم إنك أن تبذل الفضل خير لك وأن تمسكها شر لك ولا تلام على كفاف وابدأ بمن تعود واليد العليا خير من اليد السفلى رواه مسلم.
بذل الفضل أي الزائد.
The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that what is mentioned in this hadith is that it is encouragement for the individual to give that which is beyond what he needs. What is mentioned in this hadith is al-fadl, which is that which is extra.
أما الكفاف اللي الله يكفيك ما تلام إذا ما أعطيك.
And the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that if the individual simply has what suffices for his basic needs and he doesn't have anything extra, this person is not blamed if he doesn't give simply because he only has that which suffices what he needs.
وَبْدَلْ مِنْ تَعُوْ.
And what is mentioned in this hadith is what the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala mentioned earlier, begin with those who are dependent upon you.
أي من يجب عليك النفقة عليه.
Those whom it is obligatory upon you to spend on.
واليد العليا خير من اليد السفلى يعني الذي يعطي أفضل من الذي يأخذ.
And the last part of this hadith, that the hand that gives is better than the hand that takes.
لأن الذي يعطي يده عالية والذي يأخذ يده نازلة فهو يأخذ فتكون اليد العليا يعني البادلة خير من اليد القابضة.
And the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala is physically demonstrating that the higher hand is the hand that gives and the lower hand is the hand that takes.
واللي يعطي مو مثل اللي ياخذ.
And the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that the individual who receives or takes is not like the individual who gives.
لفضيلتها.
يعني he's not like the hand that actually gave forth or gave.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى: وعن انس رضي الله عنه قال: ما سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على الانسان شيئا الا اعطاه ولقد جاءه رجل فاعطاه غنما بين جبلين. فرجع إلى قومه فقال يا قوم أسلموا فإن محمدا يعطي عطاء من لا يخشى الفقر وإن كان الرجل ليسلم ما يريد إلا الدنيا وما يلبث إلا يسيرا حتى
وما ولا فما
فما يلبث إلا يسيرا حتى يكون الإسلام أحب إليه من الدنيا وما عليها رواه مسلم.
يعني حتى الذين أتوه طمعا في الدنيا.
The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala is mentioned in the fact that there were those who came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and entered into Islam seeking something from the worldly life.
Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam,
the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in a valley.
فأتاه رجل.
And a man came to him.
وكان الوادي مليء بالغنم.
And this valley was full of sheep.
فقال للرجل يعجبك هذا؟
And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the individual, do you like this? The sight of the numerous animals that were in the valley. And the individual said, yes. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave it to him.
Dash, salam.
And the individual, upon this, he was amazed. And the individual took the animals that were given to him.
لما وصل قومه.
And when he went back to his people,
قال أشتم أتيت من رجل لا يحبه.
He said to his
كان سببا في إسلامه وإسلام قومه.
This individual said to his clan or his people, he said, enter into Islam, for verily I have come from a man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who gives as a person who gives who doesn't fear poverty. And the Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala stated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given this individual, was responsible for this individual entering into Islam and his clan or his people.
من وصف صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And from the characteristics and attributes of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إنه يعطي عطاء من لا يخشى.
That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he gave the giving of a person who was not in fear of poverty.
بقدر ما تعطي بقدر ما يخلف الله عليك.
And the Shaykh رضي الله تعالى stated that with regards to as much as you spend forth in Allah's cause, Allah عز وجل returns it back or gives it back.
لا أقول لكم جربوا الكرم أو جربوا البذل. هذا الدين لسنا في حاجة للتجارب هذا حقائق.
The Shaykh رضي الله تعالى he's saying
لا نقص ماله.
He's not telling you this.
بالتزيده.
He's not telling you this so that you could try this or experiment this. This is our religion and this is something that a Muslim does and this is a reality that like the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated in another hadith that sadaqa does not diminish one's wealth.
الحرام يمحقه.
The Shaykh رضي الله تعالى stated that haram is what diminishes one's wealth.
الله عز وجل يقول يمحق الله الربا.
And like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to me enough, Allah destroys or does away with money that has been earned by riba or interest.
اللي نشوفه في الربا العشرة بـ12 العشرين بـ25 زيادة.
The Shaykh Hamidullah wa ta'ala is telling when you strictly look at it in terms of the numbers, riba is looked at as being an increase, 20 for 25, 10 for 12. When you look at it strictly in terms of the numbers, it looks like it is something that is additional.
لكن الله أخبرنا يمحق.
But Allah عز وجل has informed us that He destroys it, He does away with it.
هذا الحقيقة.
And this is the reality.
الصدقة.
And the Shaykh
Hamidullah wa ta'ala ينقص من مالك.
The Shaykh Hamidullah wa ta'ala stated that when you look at strictly the numbers that one's giving or one's being generous, it diminishes the numbers. When you strictly look at the numbers.
الألف أنفقت منها 100 وتصدقت وأكرمت منها ب200 وأكرمت هي نقصت.
For example, if the person has 1,000 and from that 1,000 he gives 100 and he's generous with 200. When you look at it strictly in terms of numbers, this is a subtraction.
الحقيقة زادت.
But the Shaykh Habibullah wa ta'ala stated that the reality is that it has been, that the person's wealth has been increased.
يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ.
Because Allah عز وجل says that He destroys and diminishes that which is earned from riba and يُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ or He increases that which is given in charity.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عمر رضي الله عنه قال قسم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قسما فقلت يا رسول الله لغير هؤلاء كانوا أحق به منهم قال إنهم خيروني أن يسألوني بالفحش أو يبخلوني ولست بباخل رواه مسلم.
الله ليس بخيل.
The fact that the Shaykh Habibullah wa ta'ala stated that in his hadith, the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about himself that he is not a miser. The Shaykh, the same of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not described with this quality of being a miser. وعن جبير بن مطعم رضي الله عنه أنه قال بينما هو يسير مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مقفله من حنين فعلقه الأعراب يسألونه حتى اضطروه إلى سمره فخطفت رداءه فوقف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أعطوني ردائي فلو كان لي عدد هذه العظاء نعمة لقسمته بينكم ثم لا تجدوني بخيلا ولا كذابا ولا جبالا رواه البخاري.
وهكذا كل الأنبياء.
And the Shaykh Habibullah wa ta'ala stated that this is also a quality of all of the messengers, all of the prophets.
لأنه بعد يوم حنين وزع مقفل يعني رجوعه وزع الطياف كثيرة.
Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم after the battle of Hunayn, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم dispersed, he gave out a lot, large portions of things.
وقال للأنصار يسركم من يرجع الناس بالشاطئ البعيد وترجعون برسول الله برحالكم.
So the Ansar, do you like that the people return with camels and the like, and that you return, you Ansar, the people of Ansar, that you return simply with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما نحست صدقة من مال وما زاد الله عبدا لعفو إلا عزة وما تواضع أحد لله إلا رفعه الله رواه مسلم.
أشرنا إليه
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى قل بسم الله الحديث
العفو يعز منهم مذلة.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala states that when somebody pardons another person, that this is not something that is that debases or humiliates an individual, rather it is something that the person is honored due to. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the individual being humble, that this is something that raises him, and it is not something that is characteristic of being weak. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي كبشة عمر بن سعد الأنماري رضي الله عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ثلاثة أقسم عليهم وأحدثكم حديثا فاحفظوه ما نقص مال عبد من صدقة ولا ظلم عبد مظلمة صبر عليها إلا زاده الله عزة ولا فتح عبد باب مسألة إلا فتح الله عليه باب فقر أو كلمة نحوها وأحدثكم حديثا فاحفظوه قال إنما الدنيا لأربعة نفر عبد رزقه الله مالا وعلما فهو يتقي فيه ربه ويصل فيه رحمه ويعلم لله فيه حقا فهذا بأفضل المنازل وعبد رزقه الله علما ولم يرزقه مالا فهو صادق النية يقول لو أن لي مالا لعملت بعمل فلان فهو نيته فأجره ما سوى وعبد رزقه الله مالا ولم يرزقه علما فهو يخبط في ماله بغير علم لا يتقي فيه ربه ولا يسر فيه رحمة ولا يعلم لله فيه حقا فهذا بأخبث المنازل وعبد لم يرزقه الله مالا ولا علما فهو يقول لو أن لي مالا لعملت فيه بعمل فلان فهو نيته فوزره ما سوى رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. The first part of this hadith, that the individual, the narrator of this hadith, he said that three things I swear by them, and I will narrate to you a hadith, so memorize it. That sadaqah does not diminish one's wealth, and that an individual, a servant, is not oppressed, except that he is, and he is patient in the face of this oppression, except that Allah, yani, increases this individual's being honored. And the second part of this hadith, the third thing here, وَلَا فَتَحَ عَبْدُ الْبَابَ مَسْأَلَ, that the individual does not open the door of asking others, except that Allah Azza wa Jalla opens the door of poverty for this individual. And the narrator mentioned that it was something like this. It was a sentence like this. And then he said, I will narrate to you a hadith, so memorize it. The dunya is for four types of people. The first one, a servant whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed with wealth and knowledge. And this individual fears with regards to that which Allah has given, or which Allah has given him. He fears his Lord. And he connects the family ties. And he knows that with this wealth and with this knowledge that Allah has a right with regards to this wealth and knowledge, and this is the best type of individual or the best type of the best station. The second one is an abdul, a servant that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given knowledge, but has not been given wealth. And this individual is sincere with regards or truthful with regards to his niyyah or his intention. And he states to himself, he says, if I had wealth, then I would have spent my wealth, or I would have done like so and so. And this individual, because he was truthful with his intention, he gets the reward of this individual who was actually blessed with wealth and spent this wealth. So this individual has been rewarded with regards to his truthful intention. He has been rewarded like the individual who has wealth and spent it. The third one is the individual who has been given wealth, but he has not been blessed with ilm. And this individual, he does not spend his wealth in a manner, or he spends his wealth in a manner without having knowledge of how to spend it. And he does not fear his Lord with regards to this wealth, and he does not connect the family ties. And he does not know, or he does not acknowledge that Allah Azza wa Jalla is due or has certain rights over him with regards to this wealth. And this is the most filthiest of stations or situations. The fourth one was the individual that Allah Azza wa Jalla did not bless with wealth nor knowledge. Yet this individual states that if I was given wealth, like the previously mentioned individual, then I would have done as so and so did. And this individual, he will be rewarded according, or he will be given recompense with this intention, and their sin will be the same. So the fourth one will be like the third one due to his intention.
شرح لفظة شرح لفظة يغني ترجمة لفظة يغني عن شرح معنى أقول ترجمة لفظة تغني عن شرح معنى.
The Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى stated that translating the words here is free of being in need of explanation.
هذا يدل على أثر النية الصالحة.
The Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى stated that what is to be derived from this hadith, it shows the importance of having a truthful intention.
يبلغ بها أجر العاملين.
That this individual, he may reach the status of those who have actually done good, he may be rewarded the same reward simply due to this truthful intention that he has.
هذا بذل 10 ملايين وعطاها فقراء ومساكين وعمل لهم. يتمنى لو عندي مثل فلان كان فعلت. أنت وهو في الأجر سواء.
This individual, the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that an individual may have given 10 million, he may have spent on poor people, he may have done so many different types of good deeds and spending his wealth. And the individual sees him and he says, if I had money like so-and-so, I would have done the same. This individual, he's rewarded or he's given the same reward for this truthful intention that he has.
هكذا الأمانة الصادقة وليست الوساوس.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that this is the truthful intention and the truthful wanting, not simply whispers. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها أنهم ذبحوا شاة فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما بقي منها قالت ما بقي منها إلا كتفها قال بقي كلها غير كتفها رواه الترمذي وقال حديثه صحيح
يعني كلها تصدقت بها فهي لنا إلا الكتف
الشيخ رضي الله تعالى stated that
الذي أكلناه الفرق بين ما يأكله الإنسان وما يتصدق به.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows that there's a difference in that which is being given in charity and that which the individual eats.
كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يحث أسرته وأهله على الإنفاق والصدقة. هذه هي التربية. يعني أدركنا كبارنا أحيانا قديما لما يجد محتاج أو شيء ما يذهب هو. يعطي الصغير شيئا من المال ويقول اذهب فيعود الصغير على الإنفاق يعود الصغير على الإنفاق فكبر الإنسان وبدأ يمارس نفس السلوك مع ابنه يعطيه شيء حتى هذه تربية على الإنفاق وعلى الصدقة وعلى البذل وعلى العطاء وهكذا وهذه من الأخلاق الإسلامية الحميدة الراقية العالية جدا التي كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يمارسها مع أهله ويعلمهم يتصدقون وينفقون وهكذا
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala is bringing forth to our attention the fact that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this hadith is an example of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his cultivation of his family. The fact that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to cultivate his family and teach his family to spend it in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then the Shaykh gave the example of previous generations, his fathers and forefathers. Now what they would do is they would, for example, send their children to give sadaqa if they saw a person in need. They would give money to the child and tell the child to go give this money and charity to the person who was in need. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that that was an example of how the father is supposed to raise his children with these good qualities and cultivating within them these good qualities of spending and giving in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that this is from the praiseworthy qualities and attributes of the Muslim and from the praiseworthy attributes of Islam that the individual gives in charity and spins forth in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is the responsibility of the father to cultivate and raise and educate his children and his wives upon this character of giving and spinning in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal.
صلى الله تبارك وتعالى أن يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والفقه في الدين. حياكم الله جميعا على ضيافة جماعة المسجد لكم على عادتهم. حيا الله الجميع وبالله التوفيق وصلى الله وسلم على رسول
الله.
والدروس مستمرة إن شاء الله. درس الراجع بعده.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى concluded tonight's lesson by singing praise and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and making supplication that Allah bless us with benefits of knowledge and righteous actions. And then the Shaykh reminded us that all of the lessons will continue. Tomorrow's lesson will be at the Shaykh's house at its respective time. And the brothers of the masjid, they are inviting you to partake in tea and coffee and sweets. All of you are welcome.